The text today, both of them, in different ways, are talking about, I guess you could call it a heartless religion. There's no heart in it. It's all show. First, the Lord is talking to his city, still his city, Jerusalem. To this day, it's his city. And he says, he calls them Sodom and Gomorrah. You see? But then he tells them, you come to me. Even though your sins are as red as scarlet, they may become white as snow. Though they become crimson red, I can make them white as wool. If you are willing and obey, you will eat the good things of the earth. What are the good things of the earth? What is the greatest product that the earth produces? The Eucharist. It gives us the bread, and the word makes it the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ. But it starts off as a fruit of the earth. And then this famous Psalm 50, you know. Yeah, you're great at liturgy, but that's all. You don't obey me, you know. Why do you, recite my statutes, profess my covenant, but you hate discipline and you cast my words behind you? It's a day when the word of the Lord is telling us, why don't you get honest? Listen to me. Do what I tell you. And then we have the gospel. The leaders, the scribes, that's the theologians, and the Pharisees, those are the canon lawyers, they like to be honored, you know, sit in the best place, have everybody call him rabbi and all that stuff. He said, but it's all show. It's just show. Oh, we say, well, those Pharisees, never mind the Pharisees. What about us? What about us? See, how deep does our love for the Lord go? You know, do we love him? Is our heart like really captivated by him? You know, you listen to the saints or you read their works, and they're nuts about God. You know, they're crazy about him. And we're just trying to make sure we keep enough of the rules that we can get in. Or maybe we're trying to do a little bit better than that. But you see. And so, and they make up all these rules for everybody else. And they love places of honor at banquets, seats of honor, to be greeted, Rabbi. And he says, now, nobody among you should be called Rabbi. Rabbi means my great one, literally. You see? You have but one teacher. The rest of you are all brothers and sisters. There's one teacher. Who's that? The Christ. You see? Call no one on earth your father. The same sort of a thing. The Protestants really jump on that one, you know. But there's a text in 1 Corinthians where Paul calls himself Father. Though you have many pedagogues, many teachers, you only have one Father. What's the difference between a teacher and a father? A father generates life. A teacher just informs us. And so, and then he gets to the point, I guess we could say. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled. Whoever humbles himself will be exalted. Think of that, huh? there are people walking around. They look like hobos or bums, but they're not. They're pilgrims. They've renounced everything. Nobody pays any attention to them, but the Lord sees them. And they're in the most amazing places. I remember I was helping in a soup kitchen run by Madonna House. And you know, most of the guys who come there are alcoholics. What they really are, for the most part, are fellas who don't have a lot of brains. So they have to sell their bodies to make money. So they're crop shearers, and they're, you know, especially out in Western Canada, you know, they're... but by the time they're 40, they have no more strong back. So they start drinking. And that they come to the soup kitchen to get a meal. And I remember one day I'm standing there, and I didn't wear a collar when I was giving out food, but some of the guys knew I was a priest. So one of these came up and says, "Father, you're a priest, yeah. I just want to know one thing. How can I give a good example down here on Skid Row?" They're saint. Nobody knows it but Jesus. I said, "Well, did you ever roll anybody for money?" "No." "No." "Did you ever try to steal?" "No." "No. You're doing fine." There might be a million of those people in this world right now. Kind of hidden treasures, flowers. Only the Lord knows them. Isn't that great? And so, whoever exalts himself will be humbled. Whoever humbles himself will be exalted. When that guy asked me that question, it opened up a whole vision of who these guys are, some of them. Some of them are bums. But some are just, they have nothing to offer society but a strong back. So they do crop shearing and, you know, stuff like that. And then they don't have a strong back anymore. So the Lord says, if you join them, you've got it made. I'll take care of you. And when you die, I got a spot all ready for you. So let's stand and